Radio Gdańsk English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, March 5th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. Roberta Metsola, the president of the European Parliament, made a surprise visit to Ukraine yesterday to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Lviv. During their meeting on Saturday, Zelensky thanked Metsola for her leadership in supporting Ukraine and for the European Parliament's resolution last June granting the country EU membership status. Metsola promised that cooperation between Ukraine and the EP would only grow stronger after making her second visit to Ukraine since the Russian invasion began over a year ago. She also reiterated her support for a special tribunal to prosecute Russia's crimes against Ukraine, as there can be no peace without accountability. Poland and other countries have condemned the treatment of Belarusian Nobel Peace Prize laureate and human rights activist Ales Bialatski, who was sentenced to 10 years in prison in what is widely seen as a politically motivated trial. A court in the Belarusian capital of Minsk on Friday sentenced Bialatski to 10 years in prison for financing protests and smuggling money, according to reports in Reuters. In July 2021, Bialatski and others were detained by Belarusian security police as part of Lukashenko's crackdown on the opposition. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki condemned the verdict in a post on Facebook, calling the trial politically motivated, while calling for the release of all those who have been unjustly convicted. Residents in Gdańsk celebrated the official opening of a new tramline yesterday morning with free rides and a family picnic for locals. The 2-kilometer Nowowarszawska tram route will connect the Ujecisko loop with Aleja Havel. Local residents praise the connection for providing a great connection to the center, as it will shorten the journey to the station by 6 minutes. Trams will reportedly run along the route at speeds of up to 70 kilometers, or over 40 miles per hour. The new line was not without some controversy, which includes the elimination of the old 118 bus line to Chełm and its replacement with Route 208, along with ongoing issues regarding access paths. Gdańsk Mayor Aleksander Dulkiewicz promised the city would solve these issues step by step and resolve scheduling issues through dialogue with the community. More information on these scheduling and route changes is available on our website at radiogdansk.pl. The city of Gdańsk, in cooperation with the Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights, is offering a series of free integration and inclusion workshops for Polish and Ukrainian youth. The workshops will focus on building an equal, inclusive, and cohesive society based on the principles of mutual understanding and respect. Workshop participants will have the opportunity to establish local support networks and take advantage of individual coaching sessions to help turn their project ideas into concrete actions. According to Barbara Barowiak from the Department of Social Development in Gdańsk, the workshops will be conducted in English by people experienced in working with youth from conflict zones. Recruitment is open from now until March 24th, with the first workshop scheduled for April 3rd. More information on the program is available on the website of Radio Gdańsk or the City of Gdańsk website at gdańsk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be mostly sunny with very little chance of rain or snow and a strong breeze coming in from the northwest. Temperatures will be slightly colder than yesterday, climbing to a high of 3 degrees centigrade or 37 degrees Fahrenheit before dropping to a low of negative 3 degrees centigrade or 27 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar temperatures are expected for tomorrow, with a chance for snow showers in the late morning and early evening. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.